The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 369. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
Yo.
Adam Vale.
How you doing?
And Brian Majoma.
Hey.
All right, what is going on, people? Adam was regaling us with a song, man, right before we went live, man.
Shit.
Guadalupe.
I gotta find that.
The
damn fucking novella. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe somebody in the chat will let us know.
Yeah, maybe. It was on Telemundo.
Yeah, everything's on Telemundo.
It was on Telemundo.
Every time you have the Spanish news on, you always say, La Virgen, La Guadalupe. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, they still talk about this shit?
I remember my grandmother watching that and that Salvador Gigante.
Oh, Salvador Gigante. Listen, yeah, I firmly believe that everything wrong with the world right now happened after Sabado Gigante went off air. Like, you notice everything just started spiraling down after that show went off air.
That show was like 4 hours long. That was like a whole night event. You can get drinks and it's like very lively, live crowd. Everyone's cheering.
Yeah, Don Francisco, you know.
Outfits and
yeah,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah. I mean, it kept you awake. Very bright lights. And this thing would air late night.
What, yeah.
9 o'clock. So if you were half asleep, you're wide awake now.
You know,
and I remember as a little kid, I'm sitting there, I don't want to watch boring grandma show. And I saw the girl bouncing. I'm like, whoa, what we got over here?
That's it. Yo, that show was crazy, man.
Yeah, that was it.
All right, man. So this week's episode, the complete opposite of last week. Last week, you know, the gaming industry obviously blew up, you know, with the news of Activision, Microsoft, and all that. So this week was a little bit more calmed down, even though there were, like, repercussions of it. Even though we still don't know exactly what's happening, but people are very fearful that Sony's going to be losing some games. But they won't exactly, as we'll get into later. So
that news got confirmed from Bloomberg about Call of Duty, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. That's in the docket. But the first thing we're going to talk about tonight is one of our favorite subjects, Steam Deck. Adam had something else in mind.
Guns, yeah. Steam Deck. Yeah, you got the email?
Yeah, no, I didn't get the email. Maybe I did get the email. I didn't get notifications for emails.
People in the first, you know.
But anyway, February 25th is when the first people are going to start getting theirs.
Yep. Carlos, you're the first one, right?
No, he's not.
And people know.
I'm going to make sure he's not the first one.
So, February. But so it's weird because they're like the first wave, but they said that they're going to keep going along with the wave. So it's not like, once the 25th is over, that's it. They're talking about from then on, they're going to keep going down the road.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis.
On a weekly basis. Yeah. First come, first serve, you know?
So it's not so much of like, you're just part of the first batch. Like, they didn't say it that way. They didn't say, remember when they were saying of like the first quarters and second quarter and third quarter?
Yeah.
They didn't say that. They just said, hey, we're starting this on the 25th and we're working our way through.
Yep.
You have, what was it, 3 days or 4 days to respond to?
Yeah.
You can't change
your order. Adam's gonna respond to that real quick.
Oh yeah. You can't change your order. You could only get what you pre-ordered. So if you wanted to upscale to then you can't do it. That's it, you're done, right? And that's it. That you gotta just make sure you go through the queue, and it has to match. Your information has to match. It has to be the same email address, the original one, so you can't just switch it.
Yeah.
And that's it. I'm looking forward to it.
I'm hyped. It's coming. It's coming, you know?
Yeah. It just sucks because I'm just like, all right, I get 25th and all the way through, but still, when is it actually arriving? Like, that's when they're going to charge you. Remember, we're just giving them the privilege of taking all the money. You know, it's like, all right, here, I'm paying it outright, but then what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, all right, I paid for it. Now what? Pills, summertime.
Yeah, I didn't think about that. You're right about that. Yeah, go ahead.
They said, for example, on the 25th, they're going to ship it on the 28th.
And I don't know if it's for the next ones are going to be 3 days, 3 days afterwards, just like that. Yeah,
that's the key right there. They didn't say if this is just first wave, second wave, third wave, like they said when you signed up. So that's why I'm assuming it's all first wave. This is all people that
have the February 25th people. That's the first wave, you know.
Yeah, and that they're going to get that, and then but the way that, like you said, Carl, that they said every week they're going to keep going. So it's not like, oh, we're going to do all the first wave stuff and then we're going to stop until we get more produced, and then we'll come back at you for the second wave of people. Get ready to see your email. They didn't say that. They just said we're just going to keep going with it.
Yeah, it checks out. This what Valve says. On February 25th, we'll be sending out the first batch of order emails to reservation holders, right? Customers will have 3 days from receipt of their order email to make their purchase before the reservation is released to the next person in the queue. The first units will be on their way to customers starting on the 28th, and we plan to release new order email batches on a weekly cadence. So there you go.
But you see the order details in the emails, but does that mean it's the turnaround time is the same for the next batch? So if we get, let's say you get the email the beginning of March, does that mean you can expect a Steam Deck sometime in March?
It seems like it. I mean, they said right here.
That's what I'm saying.
Because right here it says if you get your email on the 25th, you respond to it, your unit is going to go out on the 28th, 3 days later, right? So, like, presumably, just throwing out a number here, like March 3rd, right? You get your email. March 6th, they'll send it out if you replied to the email, you know? So I'm guessing that's what's going to be it. Yeah.
If that's the case, then throw out all the concerns that people had of like, oh, I'm third quarter. Damn, I'm going to have to wait till almost the end of the year.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, that's not remember, the case. We don't know that because what if you get your email in April?
But that's what I'm saying. It's not clear. It's not clear. No, we just know that it's clear we're getting an email and we're going to pay for it. Yeah. But we're not clear that, oh, second wave, you're also going to get it within February or March.
Oh, no. I highly doubt that. I highly doubt that.
That's what I'm saying.
I guess the best case scenario in those scenarios, for lack of a better word, you'll get it 3 days after you get that batch email.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get it the week later after the 25th, then you'll get the email 3 days later. If you don't confirm, you don't get it. But if you do, you'll get it shipped out within those 3 days.
And a lot has happened from that time that they first announced it to now. So I could see a lot of people just canceling it or forgetting and not getting your shit and then just being bumped up.
Yeah, not a lot of people. You'd be surprised. A lot of people don't read their email.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I do.
Well, yeah, you do, obviously, but most people don't.
Yeah, so I'm one of those. I think there's a couple of other members that are Q2. So obviously that's nowhere near. Well, no, yeah, it is near, but
that's what I'm saying. I'm Q2 as well, and
yeah, it's not February, so hopefully maybe people forget, or maybe they're, because I haven't seen anyone that says Q1 or February.
They didn't say it. And that's what I was saying. If they would have said, "Hey, Q1 people, February 25th, get in the emails, get ready." Okay, they didn't say it. They just said we're starting now all the way until whenever. So exactly. That's why we don't know.
And even when they started, you know, showing the dates, it's like I didn't see everyone and their grandmother was posting the dates on Twitter. I didn't see anybody that was like first in line, like that same quarter where it was going to release, like whether it was December or whether it was Q1 2022.
Well, we definitely know they didn't ship at all in December. No one, or else that would have been all over the internet. People like, look what I got. No, they never shipped.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully. Maybe the Q2 people are the first batch, but that's just me being wishful thinking there. So
yeah,
I have one coming. You have one. Chris has one. Brian has one.
Brett does too.
Brett has one. The only person is Manny.
Manny's the only one. Yeah. The rest of us have it. Well, real quick, I'm going to read this. Valve will start sending out the invites shortly after 10 a.m. Pacific on February 25th. So that would be 1 o'clock for us in New York. Emails will be sent in the same order that reservations were made. The company says that folks will only order the Steam Deck model they originally reserved, and that reservation deposits will be applied to the final price of the Steam Deck, shipping costs included. So there, you know, keep that in mind. That was a very well written paragraph. I wonder who wrote that. Oh, it was me. I jumped on top of that. That when that story happened, I'm gonna write this shit right now. You know.
Also, people remember, if you use Gmail to check, because it breaks it down to social and promotional, and sometimes because of Steam and all the Steam sales and stuff, this stuff gets dumped into promotional. Check if you do on the 25th. Don't just say, hey, I didn't get it. Take a look at that folder, that promotional
check
folder.
That spam folder too.
Oh, yeah, check the spam too.
Check the spam, you know. Yeah. Hey, Brett.
A lot of minds, they flip back and forth.
Yeah, just Mr. Brett. Hey, Brett, you have your Steam Deck good to go, right? You, like, reserved and everything?
Yeah, it's reserved.
Okay, good.
Why? Are they asking for more money?
No. Just letting you know that starting on February 25th, they're going to start sending them out to people.
I'm excited. I'm still after quarter two, though.
Yeah, I know.
Because I bought the fancy one.
Yeah, we got to wait. Nobody in here got quarter one, right? We're all quarter two?
No, I'm after quarter two.
Oh. Yeah, because you got
I'll be the last one to get mine.
Yeah, you got probably. The butter version. version, you know?
Well, let me take another look. Sometimes maybe it changes.
Yeah. And then for my purposes, like, you know, in the email, they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to start sending review units out too. And I'm like, let's see who's going to get it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I work, because like a bunch of us at work pre-ordered it, and the boss was like, first come, first serve. Whoever gets it first reviews it. But, you know, hopefully we'll get it beforehand, because that's when the review embargo lifts too. On February 25th, that's when the review embargo lifts. So,
So you're just going to like camp out at the office?
Yeah, maybe, you know? But I don't know who's going to get it. I'm probably somebody else is going to do it. But right now we're like first come, first serve. Whoever gets it first reviews it. Because, you know, we already pre-ordered it. But I'm definitely going to write some. I'm going to have this thing in my hands. I'm going to write something about it.
But are they sending you a review unit?
Probably. Well, but I'm still not going to cancel my order. I still want this.
No. Just something like, who's going to get that review unit?
Oh, I don't know. I guess we'll see.
It's definitely not going to be Tony, because he doesn't review games
anymore. Yeah, I don't, you know.
No, not at all.
But think about it. This is not a game.
It's
a machine.
You know, it's a game hardware, which is kind of the intersection of his specialties.
Exactly.
Here,
so. Or just camp in the office, bro.
Yeah.
Or at the hand.
Be like, oh, bro, I fell asleep. Yeah. I can't believe I was just working so hard. Is that a Steam Deck?
What is this thing, you know? But that's what happens. Like, a gaming laptop, send it to Tony. You know,
it's a handheld PC without a keyboard.
Yeah.
Well, he's definitely not going to check porn on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know. Oh man. So yeah, I guess you know. Yeah. If you get your email in April, you just wait. You know, you got to wait.
What about for science.
Yeah, for science. All right. So pretty exciting. It's coming. You know, no more delays, I'm guessing. What else? So there's some other Steam Deck stuff that happened. So this is cool. So they're going to have dynamic cloud syncing, you know? So basically, it's just constantly going to upload your saves to the cloud. So something happens, you know, you won't lose hours and hours of progress, which is always a good thing, you know?
That is dope.
Well, as long as it doesn't require it. Like, let's say if you're in an area and you don't have Wi-Fi at that time, that it's like, hey, you can't play this game because we need to sync. And we can't sync right now, and we don't want things to mess up. So we're just going to prevent you from playing.
Last I checked, that metric is still not.
Yeah, it's not that metric.
Yeah, Steam. I think, you know, you can play offline and just do the cloud sync after, you know.
Yeah,
you
connect. I hope so.
But it's a good feature. You know, as someone that plays a lot of Xbox stuff, you know, I'm kind of spoiled because I think they're probably the best at it.
Dude, yeah, it's just
Xbox.
On that note, I gotta say, how fucking nice is turning on and off the Xbox? There's no fucking sleep. It just immediately goes to sleep. It immediately wakes back up, jumps into whatever one of seven games you were last playing. It's just so fucking nice. I just have to say this after every time hating the way the PlayStation shuts down. It's even a Sony Microsoft thing. I'm just mad about that shutdown, man. I know we all are.
Yeah.
Well, I can't talk about that because I'm going to get a bunch of hate mobs after me, you know, like last time. So I can't talk about turn the PlayStation off anymore. People get very mad about me.
Anymore?
Yeah.
You fish that pond, huh?
Yeah. No, I just don't want to deal with that nonsense. Oh, man. What do you mean you had a PlayStation for 9 months and you don't turn it off? Like, yeah, because it's fucking difficult, you assholes.
It's obtrusive. It's not difficult. Yeah, it's just obtrusive.
It is.
I'm not even trying to talk shit on Sony. I'm just saying.
It wasn't broken.
Damn,
before.
It's nice why on the PlayStation.
Yeah, why is it broken? Yeah.
Yeah, there was no need to change that. It's quick. Hold it down. Boom. Pops up. Done.
That's it. You're done. Now it's all this fucking bullshit, you know?
I have been playing the fuck out of Hades, and it doesn't have to be a big thing. I don't have to turn it on, navigate. I just like, bup, on, boom, Hades. Done. In like 3 seconds flat. It's fucking great.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't have an Xbox, so I don't know. I don't know of this majesty you speak of, sir.
No, you had one before. It's still the same way. They haven't changed it.
What, Xbox One?
OS. Yeah, the Xbox One does the same thing. You just hold the button down, and you can either shut off the console, shut off the controller, or, you know, put it like it,
there's no sleep mode. It never yells at me when the power goes out, because it's like, bro, I was already off. And like, I turn on like a second and a half.
Yeah, I never put the Xbox on sleep mode because there's energy saving mode, I should say. I always shut it off completely, you know.
No, well, I have it on for that energy save, so that way through the Game Pass and just through in general, just like how on the PlayStation, how you can just click on something in the store and then it'll just remote install.
Yeah,
you can do that. So you can click things and then it'll just say, as long as it can see it in that standby mode, it'll load the game on there. So
you guys are talking about quick resume, right?
No,
is that.
You turn the console off,
yeah,
and then you can turn it back on, and you can still it still has your play saved.
Yeah, that's another you don't shut off completely, but the
even if you shut it off on the
Even if you shut it off, even if you shut it off completely and unplug it, it'll still work. That's the beauty of Xbox. Yeah, man,
it's fucking weird.
Yeah,
I haven't tried that.
Yeah, give it a shot.
It's black magic for sure.
That's actually an actual feature. Can't do it on PlayStation, you know.
Yeah, on the PlayStation, you do that, and it's like I'm rebuilding this motherfucking thing like for 2 hours, man. I'm like, come on.
But I did do.
I'm trying to game over here.
Rebuilding database.
Multitasking of the games, which is pretty cool. Because I was playing one game, and then buddy mine was like, "Oh, we're gonna play Division." So I was like, "All right." So I paused it, and then I just brought the menu and I switched to Division. And remember, that's always online. I had to connect through the whole thing. We spent like, I don't know, 2-3 hours. When we were done, I was about to close out, and I saw that the other game I had, it was Jedi Fallen Order. I was like, "Oh!" And I clicked in it, and it was still paused. And then I resumed. I was like,
that's
pretty cool. Especially in that game, because you have to do those fucking praying spots.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I was nowhere near one. I was like, I'm going to have to quit this shit. I don't want to do that. And I spent all this time, but I didn't have to worry about that. That was pretty cool.
Nice, nice. But yeah, I wonder how Steam Deck is going to work, but pretty good that they're going to have that, you know. Go ahead.
Connected to the cloud is a good, it's not a new feature. It's just announcing it's going to have a feature. We already have it. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't need tinfoil hats on this.
Yeah, no, exactly.
The only thing I hope the Steam Deck has, well, it's going to have, we already know, with the whole checking system of like a green check if the game is fully compatible, whole thing. I hope they upgrade that for just the Steam OS, just the app itself, the application on your phone and on your desktop. So that way we know in advance from our collection which ones will definitely work. I want to know that now. And they don't have it now. They're like, oh, no, you're going to see that in the SteamOS store on the Steam Deck. That's great and all, but I want to know now so then that way I know if there's some games that I won't have to bother. And then, you know what I mean?
They're coming out with a list of compatible games.
Yeah, well, didn't they already start?
No, they did, but the only way you can see it is from the SteamOS, from the store on the Steam Deck.
It's not to show you in your library?
No, it's not right now. If you open up the... on your desktop, if you open up
Steam. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, you don't see the little checkbox, but you will see when you're on a Steam Deck.
So, yeah, because it makes sense, because let's say you're in the ecosystem, so you have a PC installed Steam, and you have a Steam Deck, and you buy most of your games while you're either on your phone or you're on your desktop.
You want to know that it's going to work. Yeah. You don't want to go and be like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to play this. And then you get it on your Steam, and it's like, oh, no, it's not fully compatible yet. It's got some issues. Like, fuck, I could have just waited till it was on a sale then. You know what I mean? It would just be great if they just have that across the board, because then that way we would know. And it's on sale. It's like, I want to play that. Oh, wow, it's got the green check. It's definitely going to work. Okay.
Yeah. Wasn't that another Steam Deck story from this week, the more list of compatible games? I think it was another one.
Yeah, well, people were making a big deal because there was a game that they're like, oh, it's listed as non-compatible. I went and checked it out. It's a Vita game.
Of course, it's not going to be compatible then, you know?
Yeah, like everybody's been like, oh, there are games that are non-compatible. It's like, oh, shit, I didn't realize there was like, you know, I thought there was a short list of games that it was not going to be able to do with the whole system. I look it up and I'm like, oh, it's about a fucking Vita game, of course. Nothing's going to be compatible with this shit.
Yeah, right here,
remember, they sent dev kits out to the developers.
Yeah.
They said to almost all the major developers that are still in business that they work with that have games on Steam. So, like, if you have a game on Steam, there's a good chance you received a dev kit or access to the dev kit so that way you can make your games compatible with
them. What was that site we talked about before, that Proton site?
Proton.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Proton. But things we can't go based off of that.
No, we can't.
That's just people testing it themselves. Like, oh, well, it sort of worked when I did this. This is definite.
Yeah. There's a list here. I'm not going to read all these games, but some interesting ones here. Cuphead, Dark Souls 2 and 3, Death Stranding, Death's Door, Final Fantasy. I don't know which Final Fantasy. It just says Final Fantasy. I don't know which one that is. The Guacamelee.
A Final Fantasy.
Yeah, all it just says, them. Yeah, all of them. Mad Max again. Which Mad Max, you know? Yep. Portal 2. Rogue Legacy 2, Scarlet Nexus. I'm not gonna read all this shit.
Well, I would think the ones that we saw in the original ad, Jedi Fallen Order better be, Doom Eternal better be, because that's what they were showing the advertisements. Remember, they were showing actual gameplay on the device. So I'm assuming those two big titles, are supported.
I don't see them on here, but you know, these is probably just the latest ones that are compatible. Shit. But it's gonna be a lot. It's gonna be a lot of games.
I think it should be. I saw somebody, games, isn't it?
I think so. By the way, I saw some people play, oh, there's not an OLED screen. I'm like, bro, really?
People find everything. There's always something.
They're like, oh, I'm so used to it with my Switch. I'm like, yeah, but you're going to play better games than your Switch, man. You know? So I think that's a good trade-off.
Cool. You have an OLED screen on your Switch so you can see the terrible graphics better.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. I think it has HDR support, doesn't it, Steam Deck? Or am I bugging?
Don't know.
I think you might be bugging.
Yeah. But who knows?
Yeah.
Remember, HDR, again, it comes up to the games.
Yeah.
So if the game supports it and the device can handle it.
Maybe it's just me wishing, like, man, I hope I actually got HDR. But who knows? But yeah.
You might be able to switch the settings in there.
It would really depend on your TV, because when you link to it, I don't think the screen's going to support it. But if the game supports it,
your TV supports it,
and you connect to the TV, then it should work. Sort of like my NVIDIA Shield. It supports HDR because my TV supports it. So if the content's HDR and the TV's HDR, then it'll push it through.
Yeah. And obviously all the fun things we could do with the Steam Deck that Valve doesn't tell you about. All the stuff you could probably add to it. Adam, you know about that world.
But RetroArch is all going to be on there. It's on Steam OS right now. It's on Steam. You can download RetroArch and you can play PS3 games and N64 games. That's already there. That's there. And they said that those are going to carry over. RetroArch team said RetroArch is carrying over. They're already working on it. It's going to be available on a Steam Deck. So when you go into Steam OS on your Steam Deck, you will, if you have it in your library or not, just download it. It's not banned. Ooh. Remember, the whole thing is getting the ROMs. If you have the ROMs, they're not giving you that. They're just giving you the emulator.
That's right,
to run it. So that's why that's not illegal.
No, it's not.
So, can I just say that the Steam Deck is seaworthy?
Yes. Yes, it's very seaworthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know?
Yes.
Anyway, I just realized I have this laying around. Hey, it's a Switch. You know, no LED on this shit, though, you know.
Yo, man, you switching?
Yeah.
How can you tell when it's never on?
Oh, shit. Oh, man. All right, Steam Deck coming. Good stuff. Moving on here. All right, we got to talk about Call of Duty, man.
What are they doing? Uh-oh.
So, according to the Bloombergs, as you said, the next three Call of Duty games will be coming to the PlayStations.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe one of them is the next Warzone. Warzone 2 is like...
Warzone 2.
Yeah, that's interesting to me, because you figure it's a Battle Royale game. Don't need to update it, but I guess they are.
Well, they have to. They have to update it and clean it up, because it's got junk from all the other three Call of Duties now, with them four Call of Duty stuff all dumped in there. Different locations. Yes, it's a lot of stuff, but things aren't working right. Some of the weapons aren't upgrading properly. It's a whole kerfuffle right now. So, they need to clean it up and just redo the whole map. It's just the layout.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The question that everyone's wondering, though, is from what they were also saying, is that they might not go yearly. If that's the case, then, like you said, all the way to 2023, but that could be 24, 2025.
Yeah, if they don't do yearly.
If it's not based off of the year, it's just based off of the amount. So let's say three, right? Three Call of Duty is definite. That's what they agreed for. Okay, well, then you got to have those three, and those three could get dragged out. If they go bi-yearly, then every 2-3 years or whatever, this could be a while. So,
or they could just throw out a couple bullshit spinoffs and take it exclusive. It could go either way.
Yeah, they could do some bullshits.
It just depends on what they count, what they're going to count. Like, do you say Warzone does count?
Warzone, we'll see. Because Warzone, like I said, for a while, the rumor was that, and it's just going to say rumor, because they sort of hinted that they wanted to do it, but there was no need, was to make it a standalone game. So if that's the case, Warzone 2 coming out, as you see Warzone 2 thinking it's separate, and that's its own game, because Warzone is just, and you know, it's an add-on.
Oh, that would definitely count as a Call of Duty game, though. They would argue that's
solo,
a Call of Duty.
If it went solo, yes.
No, I think they could argue that that's one of the three.
But it's not if they do it solo. Right now, you can't play Warzone. You have to own a Call of Duty game, and then you can play it.
Yeah, well, okay. So, So what I'm saying is, if they wanted to, I'm not saying they will, they could do, like, biannual releases and drag this out 6 years, or they could say, well, like, we're going to release, you know, Warzone is its own game. It's under the Call of Duty name. So that's one of our contractual three.
They could do that. And then Microsoft can, if that's being played and they're kind of pissed about it, they can just change the name and call it Warzone Ultimate, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? And then make a whole other version. So it could have its own series of Call of Duty games just on the Xbox. So we could have the one that always comes out for both, and then a special series that only comes out on the Microsoft.
I think they're going to try and move their player base over and you know, migrate them. So I think that this is actually that's a very appropriate number. Yeah. Because I would say that Warzone will be released. It will be multi-plat. Like, it'll be on everything. Mm-hmm. But that'll check off one of the three games under their contractual list that they need to make. So that, their upcoming Call of Duty game that's already in development, and something else will all be on PlayStation. And then, you know, because I hear the reverse of this, too. When I hear the next three games will be multi-plat, I also hear the fourth game probably won't. You know, that's kind of the unsaid part. So
just because there's no contract for it. So, it's possible. It's possible.
Yeah,
but with all those studios, they could just create their own. That's just guaranteeing that there's going to be one.
But the name matters, man.
Oh, the name matters. But that's what I'm saying. It'll still be Call of Duty. It'll still say Call of Duty. I'm sure it'll still have some of the same teams on linked to it. But it could be its own story. So Call of Duty, whatever, fill in the blank. And this series is exclusive. And then that'll be the exclusive thing until this contract ends, where it's on PlayStation. And who knows from there. But I think Warzone itself will probably be on everything, because that's like their version of Fortnite. That makes a lot of money through the battle passes and a microtransaction. So it just makes sense to put that on everything. Just let it generate them. We'll see.
Yeah, because it always seemed to me like they would like keep the like main Call of Duties, for the lack of a better term, Xbox exclusive, and then keep Warzone like for all platforms. You know?
Yeah,
because it's free to play. You know?
Yeah. If they push it through, make it free to play. And we'll see. And I mean, I'm not going to jump the gun, but remember, there's another game that's coming to free to play. It's coming out this year from another big AAA developing studio. And that's the same approach that they're going with, to see if they can just pull in, again, that Fortnite crew, but with a more mature view of everything. And then, of course, we got Call of Duty pulling it off. And it's working well for them.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think it'll go free to play.
Real quick, logically dashing, our good friend David Gilton is in the chat. He goes, it makes you wonder if Sony already had a contract situation in place for the next three Call of Duty entries, so Microsoft is looking to churn them out ASAP. Maybe.
That's kind of exactly what I'm thinking. That they're like, okay, so we have contracts. They already have dibs on the one in development. They already have dibs on Warzone. That counts as two. We're going to throw this other thing out. That counts as three. Our contract's up. We're Xbox. Like,
yeah.
That's how I'm hearing the situation.
Yeah, makes personally. Sense. That makes sense. No, I still, you know, because people say it's impossible. They can't lock it down. Yes, they can. They can.
No, they can. Especially
they absolutely can.
If they do annual releases, right, and they count Warzone, that's 2 years. They have roughly 2 years to get you to move over to another platform. And, you know, they're kind of letting you know now. So next year at this time, you'll know that you have a year. So maybe you want to, you know, they'll give you plenty of fucking notice, because they want to keep you in their ecosystem. And I think 2 years is probably kind of a magic number.
Yeah.
I don't understand how this is even an argument. I mean, we already know that Starfield is going to be exclusive.
Yeah.
They bought another major studio already, and they started doing this. And they're going to divvy up everything else, too. They're not done with Bethesda. They're going to do that with Fallout, Elder Scrolls, all that stuff. They'll just be like, Elder Scrolls Online, yes, everybody can have it. we'll keep updating it, and it's on all platforms, whatever.
Yeah.
But you want that sixth Elder Scrolls, son? You all did? Right, you come to Xbox. Yeah, yeah. Or you play people it on PC, right?
That's why. People in disbelief. Yeah. They don't want to believe it.
No, but that's the thing. I'm like, we've already seen what Microsoft is doing with Bethesda. What makes you think the Activision magically different? No, it's the same situation. Nothing's changed.
The basic argument I can't get over is like, well, why wouldn't they release games to all the platforms? They'd make more money. And I just go, why don't they release God of War to all platforms? Yeah. It would make more money. And they go, because Sony runs on its exclusives. And I'd bury my head in my hands.
Yeah. And Brett, the ironic part, God of War isn't exclusive anymore. What did they say about that, right?
It's the same people that argue like, well, why wouldn't they put it on all platforms? When you ask like, well, why wouldn't you put Spider-Man on all platforms?
Yeah.
If the argument doesn't work when you turn it around, it's not a sound argument, guys.
Yeah, exactly. People are insane. And then the other, they need Jesus. What do they need?
No, they just need to put on that company's hat and say, let's say you were the owner. What would you do? Yeah. You own this. Does it make sense to put it on everywhere? Or you're developing your own ecosystem. You have your own service, your gaming service. Doesn't it make sense to just lock it down because you want to pull people in?
Yeah. Again, just to illustrate the point, because I saw some people, again, I don't know where this mentality is born from. They're like, oh, but they need to make this money back fast. No, they don't. They're playing the long game here. Again, people seem to think that, oh, they spent $70 billion. They're hard up for cash. That ain't nothing to Microsoft. That is nothing. You know? Like, again, because they're thinking in old terms. They're thinking individual game sales. Oh, if they take the games off PlayStation, they're going to lose those sales. They're not thinking about those sales, bro. They're thinking about bolstering Game Pass. That's what this is all about in the end, but people don't seem to understand that, you know?
It's always been the long... That's always been... Yeah. Even now with the Series X, that shit costs a lot of fucking money to make. They know it. They took the hit. They don't care.
They're exactly. And as we've said, you know, and I guess for these three games specifically, right? How do you think they're going to be marketed, right? Think about it like this. You're just a regular Joe Call of Duty fan, right? You got two options. You buy Call of Duty on PlayStation for $70, or you get it on Xbox, $15 a month with a bunch of other games on top of it.
And,
you know, the DLC.
And you can play the same game, your same profile on your phone, on your computer, on your tablet. You already have a controller. Go get a controller. Yep. But that's all you need. So even if you're like, I don't want to get an Xbox, I can't even find one. You don't need it.
You really don't. You don't need it, sucker.
Forget about it.
Don't forget about it. Need a damn controller. Go get yourself a fucking controller. Look at that shit. Look at this beautiful 20th edition.
We're like, you got a phone? Play that Xbox. You got a tablet. You play that Xbox.
You know? I'm waiting for them. I'm hoping they do a commercial. I know they won't.
No Call of Duty on this, though.
Because that whole thing of like, well, you have a phone. It's like, yeah, you're right.
No, I don't have phones. And don't you all have phones?
No. But then it's like now with Diablo and all those going under that umbrella and part of Game Pass, now you're not playing the GIMP version. You can actually play that full version.
That's because right.
Because that's what's going to happen. So, yeah, do you have a phone? Oh, needs a controller. And no, you don't need to play a game, which makes you wonder if they're still going to do it. I'm sure they are. That's they've already been producing that. But then also you still got Call of Duty Mobile.
Call of Duty.
That's very popular, though. I a lot of people play that. I played a little bit of it. I just don't like touching. Yeah. Some people like it. So, and I think you can do a 8-bit do. I think it works with
Oh yeah.
I think that there are some controllers out. But anyway, the whole point is, will people even bother playing with that version if, let's say, you do a game, some shit? Why am I playing this? Why am I playing the full version of Warzone on it?
On my TV.
On my TV. On my TV. Excuse me. All right, man.
I'm leaning more with the camp where I think after a few years they're probably just gonna move Call of Duty to Game Pass.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, all their games, just the last time, all their games are on a blowout sale right now. I don't know if it's happening also on PlayStation, but again, my emails.
Yeah, always with the emails.
Yeah, like 50 to 60 to almost 70% off all the Call of Duty games on Xbox right now.
A fire sale, man.
Yeah, it's like everything must go. All right, sorry, Carlos.
This whole Phil Spencer PR move, I think it was just a cover up to say, yeah, we have contractual agreements placed within the Activision days. We're not gonna sort of ruin those agreements. We're gonna seep them through for however long they last. But after they finish, after they conclude, it's all fair game from here. So
yeah,
use
Bethesda as an example. That's all I got to say about that, man. But people don't want to accept it.
Yeah, and they did it with the Bethesda games that, you know. And by the way, Brett, I think I hear you finagling with your mic. No worries. Especially considering that, you know, Deathloop and the Ghostwire Tokyo game are still going to come out for PlayStation. They might be more one-offs than anything, but Elder Scrolls and all those games, those came as exclusives. I feel like the new Call of Duty, whenever that comes out, it's definitely going to be in Game Pass exclusive.
Yeah. Be prepared for a bunch of crossover games from Microsoft. Yeah. Dirty Deathloop says.
The only other platform I see it other than Game Pass is probably Steam.
Steam on my Steam Deck?
On my Steam Deck? Because they think about it, they're doing it with Halo Infinite. So
yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
So pretty interesting.
Game Pass is going to work on the Steam Deck. Phil, what was it? I think it was like a week or two after they announced it, he said he tried it out and it worked. So they have a browser. Know. Steam has its own browser and then it supports it. He said he tried it. He logged into Xbox Live Play and he was playing some games and it worked.
Yo, Nintendo has a Bowser. He didn't say shit.
Yeah, he didn't say nothing. Hey, yo, Carlos, I'm thinking about Halo Rings too, but for a different reason, not related to video games.
No! Yo, man, that shit, I fucking loved it, man. I fucking loved every fucking second of that.
Yeah, that was great. You know, it gave me what I actually wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Just saying. Which is good into that thing. Yeah, exactly. All right, man. oh man, this is the way, right? All right.
Please.
Moving on here. Segway Kings.
Oh, dude.
We got to talk about that Star Wars baby. Damn, that's fucking perfect.
This is the way.
Yeah. It got announced that Respawn Entertainment will be producing the next three Star Wars games, man. Very interesting. One of them won't be 1313, though. You know,
It could be within that type of game, though. They could definitely do
that. They could do that. Oh, man. Yeah, because isn't our boy Stig supposed to be doing one of these? Stig Asmussen? Yeah, there is right there. Game director Stig Asmussen. Good stuff.
Who did it? Was it
getting Stiggy with it?
Yeah, Stiggy
with it.
Yeah, Stig Asmussen, he directed God of War 3, which is one of the GOATs, you know? That's Brian. Brian, that's your favorite God of War. Isn't it God of War 3?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the newer one. What's it called? Respawn, they did Fallen Order, right?
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. That game was fantastic.
And they did Titanfall 2 and 1. God damn, man, bring time. I'm still playing that. I'm replaying it. We're playing a lot of old, but
I have faith in Respawn. They've done nothing but quality games since they've started.
Do they say what type of games these are going to be?
No. They just said that they're doing three titles. They didn't say that.
Let me read this. Oh, this is actually from StarWars.com. Interesting. Shepherding the next installment in Star Wars Jedi story, which is Fallen Order, is game director Stig Asmussen. That's our boy right there, you know, who has whatever all this bullshit. Okay, a new studio helmed by games industry veteran Greg, I can't read that last name, will create the new Star Wars strategy game. Interesting. Developed through a production collaboration between Respawn and Bit Reactor. Respawn will produce a new Star Wars strategy game with Bit Reactor lead development of title. Okay, so we have the Fallen Order game, right? Presumably, and then a strategy game. That's two. Interesting.
Yeah, we'll forget about that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we're going to be like Halo Wars and shit, you know? or fucking like XCOM.
XCOM, yeah.
Do those do well? I don't do well.
They do well enough. They do well enough, yeah.
I guess.
I'm reading this thing. I don't see anything. Keep talking. I'm just looking for the third game. What the fuck is it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
First person? What do you think, Carlos? FPS?
I think it's going to be a first person. Cause
I just literally just read this right now. Working with Lucasfilm Games on a new FPS Star Wars game.
Bring back
Miss Cleo
Commandos. There you go. Miss
All right, Cleo. Exactly. You did. Okay, so we got a third person game, FPS game, and then isometric game. All right. I'm assuming isometric if it's a strategy game, by the way.
Or it could be like Diablo.
That's isometric too, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but it's a different type of game.
It's not a strategy game. Yeah, it's not a strategy game.
Crazy. I mean, this considering hopefully, you know, these Star Wars games turn out to be good, but Respawn, man, that's one of the good things that EA has ever done, you know. Yeah. Or one of the things that they didn't fuck up.
And it's funny about that game because I dismissed it. I'm like, eh. Then again, I was still kind of like anti-Star Wars after fucking The Last Jedi, you know. But then after Mandalorian, you know, I was like, yeah, I'll be fucking with Star Wars again. Let me check out this Fallen Order game. It's only $10. Right? I'm like, this game is awesome. I wish I had played this shit when it came out. You know, got the platinum.
Pulling you back in.
They really did. It really did. That happens to me a lot, it seems, you know.
I could bring you in warm. Or I could bring her in cold.
Yes. Oh, man. I need to watch that shit again. Like, just end the season right there, you know? All right. All right. So, yeah. So, good stuff. Good stuff. Respawn, I trust these guys. You guys are great, you know? Give us that stuff. If they give us a Mandalorian game.
Oh dude. That'd be crazy.
Anything is possible.
Yeah, exactly. And specifically Mando, you know?
Hey, Mando.
Yeah, hey, Mando. All right.
Hey, Mando.
Yeah. I mean, there's not much more to say, but this is exciting news. So stay tuned for more, man. All right. What do we have next? Uh-oh. This might be the last story of the night. Nothing happened this week. We'll talk about what games we've been playing, though. That takes up about half an hour just with Adam alone, you know?
Yeah, he takes it all up.
Brian, this got Brian excited. Crisis 4. It got announced. Brian, so
we got the new benchmark game. Apparently,
is it was 3 the last best launch game?
Oh yeah,
Will it set your Steam Deck on fire?
Could be.
I mean, Crysis 1.
Whoa, go ahead, Brian.
Okay, yeah, I was just not expecting this news in general because, again, I thought ironically, and this is guess linked into like next part. I finished Crysis 3 like 2 weeks ago, and it kind of ends on like a weird cliffhanger, but I thought it ends relatively okay. So I'm like, okay, that's the end of the series. Everything's good. Some threads are wrapped up. It's all whatnot. And then I seen this, and I was like, wait, what? Why? Why is there a fourth one? And then it's like, yeah, I guess Crysis needs, well, Crytek needs to do something with their lives.
So. Yeah, right.
Crytek, the search for more money.
Well, what's the last game they've released?
Crysis 3.
Damn, these guys have just been dawdling.
I think Rise Son of Rome.
Oh wait, no. Didn't they do that dinosaur VR game? Or am I tripping?
Good question.
You know, the Robinson game.
Oh yeah, they did do Robinson.
Yeah, yeah.
Journey.
Yeah, Robinson the Journey. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they did that. Yeah, I think was it? I guess maybe it is go Rise Son of Rome the last game because Crysis 3 was a long time ago.
Well, okay, depends if you are counting the remasters or not.
Oh, they did do the Crysis remaster. Yeah. That's right.
Technically,
yeah, those, that's the last one. Crysis 2 remastered.
But if you're ignoring it, then I guess Hunt Showdown.
Yeah, I see it on here, Wikipedia baby. Mm-hmm. Hunt Showdown. I don't remember. I don't know that game, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't
remember.
That came up again.
Yeah, Robinson, The Journey.
That's a lot of people like that Hunt Showdown. If you go hunting around for people, first person, looks pretty cool. I'm going to play that. I think that's on Games.
Oh. But yeah, so were Crysis 2 and 3 like you know, graphics card melting games too or something? Like, because it was like the first game was the one that was like, even till the day, it's like, yo, this thing is crazy.
That's what you use to test your video card. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
The thing was that Crysis 2 was not because it had to run on like PS3 and Xbox 360. So it was kind of nerfed to high hell.
Yeah.
And it didn't really perform that well, even on those consoles. I know because I went through and tried Crysis 2.
Oh.
And then I had to get the multiplayer. I'm like, no, thanks. I'm good.
What about 3? Yeah,
Three looks really good. Like, for a game that's, almost 10 years old? Like, you boot up on your PC now, it's like, this game actually looks really, really good.
You see the system's requirements on this shit.
I don't think it's that high, but even then, it's just, I don't know what magic they do, but it just looks really good. And even for the most part, for Digital Foundry, it's like the cornerstone game. Like, whenever there's new PC hardware, it's like, oh, boot up Crysis 3 and let's see how it runs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like, go and look at any graphics card from Digital Foundry and Crysis 3 will be there. Go look up any, I don't know about the CPUs. I don't check them. But I'm sure that Crysis 3 will be there somewhere.
Yeah. I'm looking at the specs right. They're very modest.
Again, I keep note that that's like almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's pretty cool. And definitely, it's well worth it. But again, I just don't see where they can go with number 4 and what they plan to do with that, because I also have no clue.
More graphics. Yeah, but here's the thing, and I was kind of talking to you guys about this, in the throwdown Twitter. It's like, do these, like, I never hear people talk about the gameplay or story of these games. Like, you, Brian, talking about story tonight was the most I've heard of story of, you know, when it comes to discussions of Crysis. So is it just like a series that just exists purely for, like, graphical, like, you know, power or whatever?
Well, it does have a story. Again, I do like the story of Crysis 1 more than anything else, because I just thought it was a good standalone story. It involves aliens, North Koreans. I think it's North Koreans.
Oh,
yeah. Chinese. I don't quite remember which one. And super soldier suits, and you can
and
kind
it's
of open
figure
world.
Out the rest.
It's yeah, and the end of the world. Yeah. Again, it's just really, again, the gameplay itself isn't revolutionary. Like, it's not going to set the world on fire, but it's just good, and that's what it is. And one of the things that people liked about the first one is how you can just like destroy stuff, and again, the smallest detail, but it shows you just how far ahead Crysis was. And this was in 2007. When you shoot rockets out, the force of the rocket will actually cause the vegetation to move out the way.
Nice.
Like, games now these days aren't even doing that still, and it's just like, why? You know, this game is like 15 years old and was doing it.
I remember that really well, because every time I would do that shit, my fucking frame rate would go to fucking all hell.
Mm-hmm.
I spent like an hour one time just shooting all the trees. You used to shoot trees and just fall down. That shit was satisfying.
One of the other things is that you could actually, if you have like a wooden fence, you can actually shoot out every board in that fence individually.
Let me download that right
now. Yeah, right.
Again,
can it run Crysis though, Carlos?
You know, like,
we'll see about
can
that.
It still run Crysis?
A game in 2007 was doing that, but yet now games don't do that. It's like, what the hell's going on?
Nowadays games just reuse animation from the previous installment, right? You saw that bullshit on Twitter, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I just scroll over it.
It's so stupid. It is the dumbest thing. It is the dumbest thing.
Also, yeah. And Brian, remember you used to get the like the different suits? Like, one would make you go like stupid fast, and that was, yo man, it was ahead of its time, man. The hell was up.
Apparently it was ahead of its time if games don't do the shit that game was doing in 2007, you know?
That's why people, again, that's why it was lauded for that's where the memes come from, because again, it was just doing so much back then, and even now, most games don't even compare to that. Like, you boot up Call of Duty, like, can you go to a fence and shoot out any, like, each wooden panel bit by bit? No, you can't. Don't know why, but you just can't, you know?
Not in a PlayStation console in a few years.
Yeah, no Call of Duty for you. All right, so no release window or nothing, it's just an announcement, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have an announcement to make. All right, that's that. All right, man. Let's see. What games have we been playing lately? We'll close off with that. It'll be a shorter episode because, again, not a lot happened this week. All right, Adam, what you got? What you've been playing lately that you could talk about?
Man, Guns, Gore, and Cannoli.
Is that a real game?
That's a real game.
Wow, okay. I thought you made that shit up.
No, it's a fun one. It's a side-scrolling shooter. It's zombies. You're a mafia guy. It's fun. It's fun to be playing that. Replayed Division 1 on the Xbox Series X because of that 60 FPS. It looks beautiful. So we finished that. Finished the base camp. Got a full 100 on that one. Trying to go for the full 1,000. I'm at, like, gamer score on it. Then also now we're playing Division 2. So just started on that, halfway through Titanfall 2, replaying that one also on there because it jumped from 30 to 60 FPS.
You really went back to Xbox, man.
Oh, I went back. I feel like I have to do all the ones that I want to see in that full scale on this console. Even went back again for Red Dead Redemption 2, replaying that. Also replaying Jedi Fallen Order, replaying that. It's nuts.
Everything.
If you see it, you can follow me on Xbox and you'll see it. This is what I'm doing. It looks ridiculous. But yeah, I'm going through all these old ones and I'm just, for archive reasons, just have it on this console as done because I did the predecessors on even the Mass Effect Legendary Edition. Yeah. Started from the first one. Remember, oh, Dutch was telling me I had to do it because he said he didn't see me play that one. So I'm like, shit. You know, and that was the whole thing. But yeah, I'm just replaying a lot of these other ones, and mainly because not a lot of new stuff. There is a game that I'm going to be reviewing, but besides that, there's not a lot of new games that are just coming out. So these are some of my favorites, which is why I have no problem replaying them, because I enjoy playing them and giving them another look, and so what I'm doing.
Good stuff. Manny, have you had a chance to play anything lately?
No, everything that I've played is still in the hold status, eventually I'll have a little bit more time to do some additional things, but right now, no gaming.
All right, Carlos, what about you? What you playing, Mr. Romero?
I'm doing the No Game January.
No Game January. You're going to do No Game 2022, man.
When Horizon Forbidden West comes out, that's definitely going to be broken. So, yeah, nothing played so far. I'm saving myself for Horizon.
There you go, man. All right, I'll go next. If you saw my Twitter, you already know what's up. I can confirm I do have Horizon Forbidden West, but I cannot say anything more than that. Review embargo lifts on February 14th. 12:01 p.m. Pacific, which is 3 a.m. over here. So stay tuned for that. But I can tell you that I've played and reviewed the Uncharted Legacy Collection. Legacy of Thieves Collection specifically looks butter on PS5, man. Very good.
So is it full price? Like, they're not even, if you own it, they can't tell that you own it and just give you at least half or something?
No, if you own it already, it's just $10 to upgrade.
Oh, there you go. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's
all right. And here's the cool thing. Let's just say for the sake of argument, you only have, like, Uncharted 4, right? You get both games for $10.
That's not bad.
Pretty good.
I might say, there you go. I might go back just for that. I do enjoy those Uncharted games.
They were good. I still feel the same about Uncharted 4. I know a lot of people think it's like the best one. I disagree. That was good. But when I played Lost Legacy, I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome. You know? I feel Chloe controls better than Nathan. I think it's because she's like lighter and nimbler and stuff. But yeah, no, with all the bells and whistles, PS PlayStation 5 looks great. You know,
I finished all of them except that DLC.
Lost Legacy.
That's the one.
You'll like it better than Uncharted 4. Trust me on that. Because it feels like the earlier Uncharted. It's more fun. You know, more adventurous. And
at the waterfall part.
Yeah,
with a Jeep and a
waterfall. Yeah. Because it's like a big hub kind of open area. It's fucking legit. You know. And I've also played and I reviewed as well Monster Hunter Rise. Very good game, but obviously, you know, coming off of Monster Hunter World, like, I want to play Monster Hunter World, bro. You know? Like, the thing about Monster Hunter Rise, it's good. All the graphics and stuff they added to it look really, really nice on PC, but you could still tell it's a Switch game underneath, you know? You could tell.
They didn't update any of the models.
No, they didn't.
They just gave improved the draw distance and put some, and, you know, now they're using the higher res textures.
Yeah. But I'm talking about, like, yeah, because you can just tell, like, for example, that town, very small, the worlds, even though they are pretty big, they're just don't have that level. And the monsters, they don't even fight the way they do in Monster Hunter World, you know? Like, if you see two monsters come at each other, one of them's going to knock down the other one real fast, which, I mean, lets you mount that monster pretty fast. But I'm like, I want to see them fight and get into some shit, you know? So that was always the fun of Monster Hunter. You're hunting one monster, then this other motherfucker rolls up and ruins your entire game plan, you know? So none of that there. But it's good. It's good for what it is. I also don't like how they segregated the, like, single player and multiplayer. Like, I like jumping into I like having you guys jump into my single player game or story game and help me out, and vice versa. You know, also I haven't been able to find no Japanese players, man. Except for that,
you can't wait. So you can't jump in and out. They removed that feature.
Yeah, they removed it from the campaign. You know, because there are specific multiplayer modes. It's actually the way older Monster Hunters used to be. You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, they probably did it because of the mobile nature of that device, the Switch.
Yeah, I mean, granted, now you don't have to worry about, like, waiting for your friend's cutscene to finish, but, like, I miss that, you know? But by the way, what's up?
I can confirm my PC cannot handle Crysis.
Really?
Oh, really?
What? It just won't start.
Oh, shit. Damn. I got to check my Steam. I probably have Crysis somewhere. But yeah, that's what I've been playing.
Maybe it's because of the ultra-wide monitor or something.
Maybe.
That does cause lots of issues.
Oh, man, that's something else I wasn't sure, because I was looking into ultra-wide because I was interested in probably getting one. And it's a lot of things don't support it. It looks like the consoles don't really support it.
Oh, consoles do not support it.
They don't support PlayStation 5. I was like, oh, that sucks. And then
there you go, man.
A lot of the newer games on PC don't support it.
Oh, no. Adam, so like, support them. Like, I went back and played what game was it? There was some stupidly old game I went back and played, and it just supported fine. Fear. That's 2005-06 game. It supported fine. I was like, the hell's going on here? Yeah, lots of games support it. There's just a few that don't, but again, these days it's widely supported.
So that's what happens if you plug a console and how does it look? It looks stretched out? Is that what it's...
Nope. You know how like films have like black bars at the top and bottom? If like it doesn't support the resolution of your screen?
Yeah.
They're the same thing but at the sides.
Oh,
which is kind of shit. And...
Barry Burns says Crysis 4 requires 4090 Ti. It probably does.
Hope so. And if you have like a PS5 like I do, then what it'll do, because I have the 1440p ultra wide, it actually will sample, well, it actually won't output at that, it'll output at 1080p and still have the black bars on the side, so it looks like crap. Yeah, see, this is what happens when consoles are just stuck in this idea of like, yeah, we only support like two resolutions, deal with it. Like,
and
no,
I was so close, from one click away. This is a few weeks. I was like, "Oh, this would be nice to have." And then I said, "Yo, is it going to support?" Yeah, why wouldn't that? And I said, "Let me take a look." And so, no, it does not. I was like, "That would have really pissed me off." What you just said, to plug in PS5 and my Xbox and see fucking black bars and everything get dumped down to 1080p. Are you kidding me? I'm pissed on it.
You meant fuck Jim Ryan,
right? Fuck Jim. It's all his.
If you just purely plan on playing console games, don't. But you're planning on playing PC games, it's beautiful.
Yeah,
PC games.
I would have to.
I'm sorry if you guys see me doing a face. I'm on Twitter right now.
Oh.
So there's some place, I guess in Texas, selling a burger called the Land, Sea, and Air. So imagine a Big Mac, right? You know, and it has beef, chicken, and fish. Yes.
No, I don't
need don't fly, though.
Land, yeah. Sea, and air.
That's the first thing that got me. Like, chickens don't fly. That's why I sighed. Like, don't, like it has to be a flying bird, not just a bird in general.
Wait, don't wild chickens fly?
No.
No, they don't? No.
They can jump, they just, stuff, but they can't fly.
They just fall with style, but... Yeah.
Okay, so they're just food for other animals then, I guess.
But is it meshed in a patty, or is it three different patties?
Like no, it's like, you know, imagine a Big Mac and... but just stick.
Three tiers. Oh,
yeah,
no,
they're crazy. You just get rid of that fish.
Shit, I almost died eating a Baconator.
The Baconator. Baconator is some good stuff, one. Though. Man.
I love it. But when it
Adam came, stories,
we got time. Yeah, go ahead, I was with a coworker. We're in Jamaica, Queens, and we were like, we're walking by Wendy's, and this is when it first came out. So we got the Baconator. I'm like, that's funny as hell. Let's go get one. So when I walked in, I was like, yeah, I want a Baconator. They're like, which one do you want? I'm like, what do you mean? Which one do you have? They have the normal, they have a double, and they have that triple decker one.
Yeah.
I was like, let's go triple. I could barely fucking shit in my mouth, but it's had so many patties and bread and
yes.
And like barbecue sauce. I'm like, it was, and bacon and all love. I mean, it was, it's a whole meal. That alone is a meal. They should just say, here's a Baconator. Oh, do I get fries? No, you get a drink. You don't need the fries.
Yeah.
If you're gonna eat this, it's gonna clog your arteries. This is all you need. But after that, I just get the normal one. But yeah, but I love that. But
by
yeah,
the way,
get the ultra.
Yeah, that's the one I had too. That specific Baconator. Ooh, man, that was good.
Since we're in the food corner section here.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember, I told you I was like, I'll just get the deliveries like twice a day or something. And I'm like, I started looking at the prices, and I'm like, whoa.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you're telling me that, man. Yeah.
Yeah, Bill, because you're going to be sitting pretty, like, literally, this is a game you should do every day, right? Pick a random country, right? Pick a random country and then find a spot where you can buy that food. You will find it. I guarantee you that.
Oh,
you
know?
You can use the same app. Use your Grubhub, whatever. Just you won't have to do delivery. Just go there. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Make a game of that. It's like, find three countries per day. You know, you're going to be able to do it in New York. I guarantee you that, you know.
You have to get a hot dog from Great Papaya.
Yeah, because I'm like, all right, I'll make breakfast. Maybe I'll eat out every day or some, or, you know. But I'm like, I started looking. I'm like, $15 for a fucking burrito? All right, man, that's enough. It's these prices can get ridiculous, man. I started looking at all these restaurants. And
if you really want to get in, look up the reason why it's so expensive. Because they don't really make a lot of money.
From all
the
fees, from
the service. Well, no, even before that, the services themselves take like 30% just for providing that service to the restaurant. So they don't get a big cut.
Yeah, no, just find a spot and just go to it yourself, man. Fuck that Grubhub stuff, you know? Go ahead.
So that's what's going on. And but I'm still going to go ham.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Carlos, this also applies to 2 a.m. Like, man, I want some Ghana food right now. 2 a.m., go get it. You're going to find it. I'm telling you right now, man. You know?
Ghana food? What's
from Ghana and shit, you know? It's like,
I know what Ghana is, but what they got?
Yeah, they got platanos over there too, right?
But not only that, because where you're going to be at, if you decide to walk up at the 54th, there's this corner. It's like street cart corner right there where they just have just all these different vendors and they're open 24/7, all these food carts, and it just and it's in that corner.
By 50 Street?
Can't show me. I'll find it for you.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going down the line here. Brett, what have you been playing lately?
I've been playing Hades on Game Pass.
Oh, how you liking Hades, man?
It's fucking awesome. I love roguelikes, so I'm enjoying the hell out of it. I am this close to beating it, goddammit.
Oh, really?
I've come to the very end so many times. But there's a boss fight where you're like, yeah, I beat the boss. And then it pulls you all, oh, you got to beat him a second time. Motherfucker.
You have not yet seen my final form.
yep. So,
typical.
I don't know. It's really fun. It reminds me a little bit of like Gunstar Heroes, and I'm pretty sure it's what...
the interesting one right there. But I don't see the connection there. You got to
go. Okay, so like when you're playing the game, you get these boons. You get to like pick whatever weapon you want. You have a sword. You have a spear that you can throw. You have like a Captain America shield. You got a bow and arrow. You got a fucking bazooka. So you pick your weapon and you go down and it kind of drops these boons, which are like augments, right? So you can get lightning augmented to your weapon. And that changes things depending on what weapon you have. So like if you have a sword and you hit somebody and it causes lightning to hit around them, that's cool. So now you can like leap into a group of people and start whacking at people and everybody's going to kind of get stunned. So you're going to kind of take that strategy. But if you're carrying the spear, you're hurling a spear. And so all of a sudden where the spear hits, it strikes lightning down in the air. And you're like, oh, so I'm motherfucking Zeus in this shit. And so you change your play style to kind of be avoidant dashing around while throwing and recoiling your spear. So when you recoil your spear, it hits him in the back for like, you know, high damage. So you end up playing that way. Or you get the Captain America shield. My personal favorite is there's one that just kind of throws out in slow motion. It just becomes a big whirring blade. And you can run around and fight while it's just doing its own thing. And like, I try to get that spinning shield with like the Zeus power on it. So then I just throw this fucking spinning shield that's a cloud of lightning. So anything it just hits, it's just lightning, 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 just fucking destroys them. Well, I'm across the other side of the room punching the shit out of somebody. Game is fucking great. It's what Returnal wanted to be, but clearly failed at. So it reminds me of Gunstar Heroes, because in Gunstar Heroes you can kind of mix and match your weapons, and then you're like, I'm gonna have homing and I'm gonna have lasers, so now I have homing lasers kind of thing. And you can change like the chance that things are going to drop. So like I have a signet ring that basically means the first thing that I get is always a boon from Zeus, and a boon from Zeus usually includes something that I can throw electricity on my weapon or something like that. And so you kind of get the basic idea of like, oh man, I'm going to kind of do this and do this, but you don't really plan out a build. You just kind of change, you know, you can always get a choice of three. So you can kind of change your play style. That's what reminds me of Gunstar Hero is, so like, you know, I'm going along and I have this big whirly blade and I get lightning on. Oh, that's cool. And then I come across a choice to go to Dionysus or Ares. And I go see Ares and Ares gives me this blade rift. It's a big spinning blade that, you know, happens whenever I dodge out of the way. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I get, you know, Dionysus, and she gives me laser beams that, like, freeze people as a spell. And so now I'm kind of, you know, like, throwing my shield around, letting it lightning people, while then dashing around, creating, like, this storm of blades. And then I drop these lasers on the outside, which, you know, drop, you know, lasers in through the battlefield. So I just am now creating this big whirlwind of blades and lasers. And that's my goal now. So, like, I'm running around trying not to get hit while dropping all this dangers on the battlefield. And, you know, that's my playstyle this time. And my playstyle next time, if I get the spear, might be, like, Doom. I choose Doom from Ares. So I hit somebody, and, like, a second and a half later, 200 damage hits them. So now I'm throwing my spear, recoiling it, and then just trying to wait it out until the Doom spell hits. So I'm, you know, it's a completely different playstyle every time you play, and you have to be adaptive. And it's fun, man. It's genuinely fun. You don't need the story, even though there's a cool story. The art is awesome. You know, it's all got a lot of character and style. But even aside from all that, every once in a while you got to play a video game that's just fucking fun. Like the activity is not the award, not the leveling up, not the end cutscene. Just the every second of the playing itself is fucking fun. Because that's what video games used to be, man. And every once in a while you got to put one of those in your catalog.
Yeah, I agree with that. Totally I think this is why I play Sonic Mania sometimes. I just want to play some fun, you know? No right, bullshit, man. You know, just fun.
Normally why I do chess.
So. Yeah, hey, there you go. You know, it's not a video game, but, you know, that's a different story. Chris, what Resident Evil games have you been playing lately?
Oh, man. No, well, that I've been promised DLC. Capcom said that DLC is coming
this year. Where is it? Yeah.
I don't know. They only started it after they saw the game would sell, which is like, wouldn't you start it before that? Didn't think after 7 the shit would sell? Well, whatever. It is what it is.
You know, Chris, isn't this like the first year where we don't get a Resident Evil release like in a long ass time?
Yeah, and there's been a lot of rumors. There was leaks that there was going to be this like Resident Evil Outrage. There was a Switch exclusive that's supposedly canceled, but I don't know how you supposedly cancel a rumored game that didn't really exist. That rumored game got canceled.
Like, what?
Wait, this shit was a rumor. That shit wasn't official. Anyway, so I've been jumping around. So, like I said, shout out to Adam. I got my Series X, and I've been playing Forza 5.
Nice.
I'm in nice. Horizon 5. Yeah, been enjoying that and doing some of the races. Picked up off of Game Pass that Lotus War kind of Castlevania game, in Wonderland.
Yeah.
So know. I've been playing it. It's fun. It's kind of like I don't know. It's like Bloodstained Light. Like it's not. Mm-hmm. Hard, like where I expect Castlevania, like I'm like sweating, like oh shit, like Bloodstained, you're like but this, like the I did like the first boss was this water dragon, and I was like the pattern was like easy. I was like, oh shit, I was expecting this to be brutal. Not really. I mean, but it's still a lovely game. Like everything's nicely animated, the enemies are nicely designed, the world's nicely designed, although I got lost really easily and I was like, look at the map, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? But that part is like takes me back. But the enemies, like I think the power creep in there is too high. Like she was powerful from the beginning, so I was just like going through it pretty fast. And then I jumped lately back to Ratchet and Clank because I want to platinum it before February and Gamageddon happens.
Yes.
And everything comes out. So I'm trying to platinum that right now.
Yeah, that's an easy platinum. Rift Apart. So
I was collecting all the bolts and all that shit. I didn't get
all. All right, good stuff, man. All right, man, that's going to do it for us, man. Do we have anything to plug around here? Let's go with Adam first.
Nothing yet.
Nuke.
Not yet, you keep saying that, that's not happening till later February, but yeah. I am Negan, that's the TWD Universe podcast that myself, Carlos, and Richard Billy Jr.
Great series.
Do that, so yeah, you can check it out on iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. But yeah, so it comes back February 20th, Walking Dead proper, Mothership. This is their final season, so we will be covering that. So if you're interested in Walking Dead and following up on what's going on, then check out the show. That's it. It's all Walking Dead. We don't talk about anything else. It's Walking Dead.
It's Walking Dead, man. All right.
I am Negan.
And Yukimo.
That's her name. Yuki.
Man, you got anything?
No. Just a bunch of some stuff that are going to be coming up next month. Oh. And I'll let you know what those things are.
Very exciting, very exciting. All right, people, we are done here. So make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter and the Discord, where the rumors always hopping. Even on slow days, like, or slow weeks like this week, that chat doesn't stop. Don't stop. Not, can't stop. Don't stop.
There are points when that chat ramps up. It seems like at 5 o'clock I hear it go boom, 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 boom.
That's why you gotta turn those notifications off. It goes crazy. Throwdown, we're also on every podcast app on the planet. Throwdown Show, and throwdownshow.com, so you can listen to the past episodes. And if you're on YouTube and you enjoyed the content, be sure you hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell to be notified. And also notify me when I forget to upload a fucking episode. Guadalupe.
Guadalupe.
All right, man. Yeah, and links to everything down below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
I don't know the song.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
I got you, Manny.
All right, Adam Vail.
Go to Ubisoft's website, sign up for the Division Heartland.
It is coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
All right. Brett Murdoch.
Deuces.
And Brian Majoma.
Happy birthday, Brett. We see you.
Yes. Happy birthday, Brett.
Happy birthday to you. You only 24 once, man.
Yeah, that's right.
And happy birthday to my boy Mike. He also celebrated on the 25th. Like, yo, there's a bunch of people on the 25th. It's crazy, Even my boss, like, happy birthday, man. He's like, what's going on here?
Happy birthday, boss.
A lot of great people are born on that.
This is very true,
The boss opened up the door. It's like, the new guy fucking remembered my name.
Yeah, right. You motherfuckers.
They're all fired.
That means you get more work, Tony. No! My pay ain't going up.
You can have a falafel for lunch.
All right, guys. We'll see you on Sunday. Peace out.
Peace.